The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. Hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped, and he ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he replied, "Lord, please let me see." And Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed Jesus, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel today and tomorrow has Jesus in Jericho. He's on his way to Jerusalem now. This is the last journey that Jesus makes up to Jerusalem for the final week of his life. Jericho is interesting. The pilgrims who have journeyed there will remember Jericho is 800 feet below sea level, and Jerusalem is 2,300 feet above sea level. Therefore, when the Gospels tell us Jesus is going up to Jerusalem, it's 15 miles. It's a climb of more than 3,000 feet. So it's a very challenging endeavor to walk from Jericho up to Jerusalem. And you'll also remember in chapter 10 there in Luke's gospel, you have the story of the Good Samaritan. It begins by saying a man was journeying from Jerusalem down to Jericho, which is literally true. Look, over 3,000 feet going down to Jerusalem, down to Jericho. This teaching of this event mentioned in today's gospel has to do with seeing. This man sees what others cannot see. He's blind, but he sees. He hears all the commotion and he asks, "What is happening?" They say, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he says, "Son of David, have pity on me." Son of David is a messianic title. What Luke wants to tell us here is that the blind man can see the messianic Jesus, whereas all those around him do not see. They just see Jesus of Nazareth, the man. But this fellow who is blind, he sees the Messiah. Therefore, when he's healed, Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you." It's a teaching about seeing. The blind man can see what sighted people cannot see. And Jesus sees him, not just with his eyes. Jesus sees him with his whole person. He sees him with compassion. He sees the need the man has. Now the man will tell him, "I want to receive my sight back." But Jesus knew that the man was blind. It has to do with seeing. How we see as followers of Jesus Christ, the messianic presence of God in people. to see with your whole person, to see with your heart. You'll remember following Luke here, in the 15th chapter of Luke, you have the story of the prodigal son and Rembrandt's famous painting of the father who is an old man and he's blind. But the parable says, the old man sees his son coming home. He sees him when he is far off. So Rembrandt, how could he see him when he is far off if the old man is blind? Rembrandt said, he sees him with his heart. You can see things with your heart that you cannot see with your eyes. That's a good teaching for us today. Journey through this day, seeing with your whole person, not just with your eyes. Seeing with compassion, seeing with understanding, seeing with the need people have to be forgiven, seeing for the need we have to be more together, more gracious, more caring, more patient, to see the needs of those who are around us. It might be that I see the need of somebody, I make a phone call to tell somebody I was thinking about you. I have seen loneliness, or I have seen separation, or I have seen isolation. What do I see if I pause and take a step back and take a second look? Perhaps I can see with my whole person, not just with my eyes. You know, I think it was Helder Camara once made this interesting statement. He said, you know, there are people on the right and there are people on the left, but remember the heart, a little bit to the left. See with the eyes of faith.